Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. A little late. Had to take, drop off the kids to camp, stuff like that. Because my daughter is up too late last night. So guess who has to do all the stuff today for her or me? So anyway, hey, good morning. I am dragging a little bit here today because I was up too late too last night. I don't know, watching too much Netflix, I guess, or something like that. Anyway, it's Fun Friday on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. We do have a fortune cookie for today. And I wanted to share, sometimes it's okay not to be the entertainment for the team. Not everything doesn't have to be entertaining as we do this in Scrum. Some people think, oh, I should wear a goofy hat. I should do all this stuff. I should develop all these fun and games. And it's good to do, right? But I want to also be, sometimes the team wants to just build code. Because I've been working on some code myself and doing some programming. I haven't done it in a while, but I do have some skills. And, you know, sometimes it's just fun figuring out solutions for stuff. So it doesn't always have to be fun. We'll see what the fortune cookie has to say. And today is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Fun Friday. We talk about Scrum and Agile in very practical and tactical ways so we can bring value to the customer and not work extra hard for that value and have a little fun along the way. And as we have a little fun along the way, sometimes the Scrum Master's job is just to get rid of the administrative burden, to allow the team to do what they do, what these professionals are trained, they learn, they educate themselves to do. Sometimes it's coding, sometimes it's building other things, sometimes marketing, sometimes sales. Could be pretty much anything. And we have to work on ways of the team to allow them to do what they enjoy doing. That's what they do. And as I was coding stuff, trying to find ways to find more time to do stuff, automate some of the paperwork, the administrative tasks, find ways to do that, not ask them 50 million times where you're at, what are you doing, or send them texts all through the day. Sometimes just setting up those boundaries. And I'll be honest with you, this is why I like Scrum. People don't get it. Oh, I just want to be able to bug people or tap them anytime during any day. Scrum specifically kind of sets it up so you don't. Now, can you work as a team and make an arrangement as a team and do a little XP extreme programming and get a bunch of people in a room? Yes, that's part of it. But Scrum formally says, this is the time you discuss this. This is the time you get together. And this is the time you review what you do. And there's a reason for that, because developers like to have time. They enjoy coding. They enjoy problem solving. That's what they have fun at. They like that stuff. Our job is to allow them to do that as much as humanly possible, keeping administrative burden to it. Stop the how are we doing? Are we progressing? What are your status? What are you doing all day long from project managers, scrum masters, product owners, managers? You know, managers and customers get to see how things are going at the end of the sprint or when they say things are done and do a review or a demo. They plan stuff at the beginning. They get a daily check-in every day in the daily scrum. Really, that's all you need. And the whole idea is that our job is to protect that space in between those events in Scrum from people outside the team messing that up. And even from within the team, you know, pestering people all day long or slacking messages. I know I got pissed off the other day. I'm trying to code some stuff, trying to figure out why things weren't working. It wasn't working on one thing and it was working another one. There's, you know, some little code and I figured a way to trick it. You know, and I'm all of a sudden I'm getting 50 million texts because it was weekend about doing something. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of coding this. I'm almost figured out the problem. Leave me alone. I just turned off my phone completely, just ignored everything. I said, you know what? I got to do this. I needed to do it. But sometimes it's fun doing that. It's figuring it out. I'm not like so close to figuring a solution. Anyway, I just want to share that with you because everyone thinks it's all about fun. There is some entertainment value and it's good stuff, but you got to set a specific time when that happens so that this doesn't happen any willy-nilly time of the day, because developers like to have that clean time where they can just say, hey, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to code. I'm going to solve this problem. I'm going to test this. I'm going to write some automate, do something discover stuff, whatever it would be, and they like it. It's fun. So I wanted to share that with you. Don't always try to make all this fun stuff. Don't create all this stuff. Our job is to allow them to have as much clean calendar space as possible so you can do what they do and keep those people from pestering them, even ourselves. So with that, let's see what the fortune cookie has to say about being agile, fun. Does it always have to be fun? Sometimes it's going to be just, I just enjoy coding. And that's where I get my enjoyment out of. So let's look. Though they do have to interact with each other because sometimes we need each other's help. So it's true. All right. Fortune Cookie Friday. The Agile Accountants, give us a fortune. Tell us what we just talked about or Agile or whatever the topic is and how it applies that to the fortune cookie. And they give us wisdom, these fortune cookies. So this fortune cookie says, the man's biggest mistake, man's in general, humans, people, biggest mistake is to believe that he or she, that he's working for someone else. This is really good. Man's biggest mistake, and they mean people, is to believe that he's working for someone else. So, what does this mean? To me, I understand. This is my take on it. Agile or not. You are always working for yourself, right? No matter what you think, I'm working for something. No. You make the decision that you're working for what you're doing. That's who makes those decisions. Someone can make a list and all, but there's no gun to your head, none of that. So it's man's biggest mistake is to believe that he's working for someone else. You're not working for someone else. You're working for yourself. And the sooner you realize you're working for yourself and whatever you do, whether it be in the office or whatever, the sooner you'll be happy. Okay. Because then it frees up excuses that it's someone else's fault. And I can do that too. I've been having a lot of excuses lately. It's not them. It's me. It's what I'm doing for myself. So think about that. Are you making a mistake thinking it's someone else? Your decision on what you want to do. If you're unhappy, then you're unhappy. That's not their fault. That's your fault for staying there, right? So I guess that was kind of a downer on a fun Friday, but you got to realize it's your decisions. With that, I want to say have a great day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see some things happen maybe next week, some different things, whatever. But I just want to say take care, everyone. You know, sometimes just having fun is just coding or doing our jobs because we enjoy what we do. We went to college, spent all those years learning all that stuff, doing all that, learning what we don't know. Sometimes that's the fun. So have fun, enjoy, and see you next time. There we go. And bye.